Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
American woman, listen what I say.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Official, the next Olympic Games, summer version, Los Angeles, baby. How about that? I just heard a couple of early updates. The opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympics 2028 will take place at SoFi Stadium. And I think I heard this as well, though I'll have to confirm, that the swimming venue will also be SoFi Stadium, though... Again, I'll have to confirm because it made me do a double take as I was listening to an Olympics update, kind of an Olympics recap and the wrap up to what was, I think, a terrific Games in Paris. Regardless of some of the controversies and some of the ways that people were put off by some of the celebrations, as well as what happened with the boxing and that controversy as well. Regardless of that, I still believe these games were incredible and really a return to what I always grew up with and what I've always loved about the Olympics. And the fact that the crowds were so good and the atmosphere so electric and raucous and energetic, and the next summer games are in the United States of America, which is phenomenal. So I hope that you enjoyed them. Tom Cruise, he's the star power that took the handoff from Simone Biles and then got, well, taped, but still got on a motorcycle, jumped out of an airplane. Different sections of his, I would say almost Mission Impossible-like performance were taped at different times. But for NBC... for the Olympics, the handoff, all of that, to have star power like Tom Cruise, not to mention some of the acts that performed after the fact. I mean, the French are responsible for both Lady Gaga and Celine Dion. And I'm not sure that much topped the surprise of Celine performing at the opening ceremonies. But from her to Tom Cruise jumping off the stadium at the top, and then riding through Paris on his motorcycle, one of his favorite things to do, ultimately getting into what looked like a C-130 and flying over LA, parachuting into Los Angeles and having that handoff. That's pretty awesome. You're talking about megawatt star power. And everything in between. I've had a hard time coming up with some of my... well, not some. I've had a hard time coming up with my favorite Olympic moments because every time I think I've got, say, a top five, then I think of a few more. How could I leave that one out? Of course, that one's super special. Mostly, I'm excited because this Olympics... felt more like what I grew up with, which is people drop everything for a couple of weeks. In the evenings, this is what they do. They watch the Olympics. And that really is how Americans consume the games. As much as people enjoyed watching some of the weekend events live, like basketball this weekend. Well, and last weekend basketball too. As much as we enjoyed using Peacock and getting access to live coverage. And for us, it would start early in our show every night or morning if you were waking up on the East Coast. The events were already underway. But what most Americans did, and the TV viewership numbers bear this out, what most Americans did is watch at night. The coverage on NBC, anchored by the great Mike Tirico. A lot of it, by the way, produced in Connecticut. Not all of it produced in Paris. But to have this much excitement, and it feels like people gather around to watch and to celebrate our athletes, to cheer for the red, white, and blue. That was super cool. Glad to have you with us. Hope that you enjoyed what is one of the last few summer weekends remaining. And I honestly can't remember the last time that it was such a busy weekend in August, right? In this part of the summertime when generally, while there's baseball, it's still the dog days. While there's football, it's early in the preseason. And a lot of what else is going on really isn't earth-shattering. Yeah, so it's more of a meandering pace through the summer when it comes to sports. But not this year. These last 2 weeks, it was must-see TV almost every night. Again, if that's how you consumed the Olympics. So another summer weekend comes to an end. And if you haven't seen the photo I shared, I would love for you to check it out online, A-Law Radio. I'm going to put up a few photos on our Facebook page after hours with Amy Lawrence. But my husband and I were driving back from what was our weekend in New England. And as we were doing so, the sun was setting in the west, directly ahead of us. Gorgeous clouds across the sky, which of course make for the best sunsets. And so since my husband was driving, I was actually working while he was driving most of the time. Since he was driving, I was able to snap a picture that came out really well, even though it was through the front windshield of Princess Leia. And I love it. It's beautiful. So I'd love for you to check it out. Again, at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Is it possible for you to rank or list your three or four or five favorite moments of these Olympic Games? Even as recently as this weekend, I was still adding to my list. Just as a side note, even though Caitlin Clark was not on the Olympic team, USA women's basketball, she was enjoying her time off. Do you know where she made her most recent appearance? She was a guest at Yankee Stadium. The New York Yankees put her in pinstripes, gave her a jersey with her name on the back, which is actually against their team policy. They don't generally have names on the back of their jerseys. But she got her own with Clark and 22 on the back. And oh, I don't know, she was busy hanging out with Aaron Judge. So this happened on Saturday that Caitlin Clark was in town. And I dare say, even though she was off for the last few weeks while the Olympics were taking place, she was busy, not just practicing, working on her own game, of course, getting some rest, but we also saw her in a few fun summer pursuits at the fair, feeding goats, going to a baseball game, which actually is what I did over the weekend. Oh, dear. Wait until I tell you the story of my Astros-loving husband at Fenway Park. Oh, my gosh. I think he was doing it on purpose. I'm pretty sure he was doing it on purpose. But there were a lot of Astros fans at Fenway, to be honest. A lot. It was a great atmosphere. And one of my favorite moments at Fenway over the weekend, when highlights of Steph Curry and Team USA beating France to win the gold medal, when those highlights were shown on the video board at Fenway Park, not only did the crowd cheer once it realized what was happening, but loud chants all the way around the stadium erupted. USA! USA! I do not remember the last time I was at a sporting event where the entire crowd, 35,000 of them, it was probably not a sellout, close to 35,000 of them at Fenway Park, all screaming USA. This, by the way, preceded the wave. It never fails. It never fails. I always see the wave at Fenway Park. So it was really neat. I did post a photo at Fenway. Not of me. You don't need to see me. But the park itself, the Green Monster, he's the star. So yeah, a couple photos up from the weekend. And I'll try to get a few up on our Facebook page as well. Can you list your favorite Olympic moments? Can you narrow it down? I definitely cannot narrow it down to the top five. I'm having to go 10, and I've got more than that anyway. But as I say, loved the games. Felt like Paris did a terrific job. I know it was hot. I know that the events for many Americans were too expensive. The travel, but as well, trying to get into the events. But there was a ton of star power there. A lot of teams or athletes rooting for athletes in other sports. That was really neat. And just a lot of excitement. I don't need to tell you that Team USA won the gold medal race. Well, won the overall medal race, but tied with China for the most gold medals, which is a big deal because China was expected to win far more golds than some of the events where Americans don't traditionally do well. We had breakthroughs for the red, white, and blue. One thing that I regret, I did not see any of the breaking. Somehow I missed it. So I have to go back and watch it on YouTube. I never saw it. I saw a lot of other events that I don't generally watch if they're not happening during the Olympics, but really impressed. I think I told you the synchronized swimming for Team USA, blown away. I watched equestrian in these Olympics. I even saw some of the shooting events. I watched more pole vault than I ever have before. And yes, soccer, basketball, a lot of beach volleyball. That would happen while we were on the air a ton. So much of the swimming, the gymnastics, and I guess I mentioned controversy earlier in this segment. Now there's a new controversy with the Olympics. It's just now becoming a major story in the last 48 hours. Even though the gymnastics are done and seemingly the medals had been handed out. But Jordan Chiles in USA Gymnastics fighting for her right to keep her bronze medal, which, if you remember, was awarded after an appeal by her coaches. And now there's an appeal of an overturned decision that would strip her of her bronze medal. So yeah, even now with the games done, there's still plenty to talk about. So lots of star power. My emoji, the smiling face with the stars for eyes. There was plenty of that in this final weekend. The United States gobbled up 126 medals in these Olympics. 40 of them gold. I don't know if there was a bigger star in France, though, than Léo Marchand. He won 4 gold medals in Paris and played a prominent role in the closing ceremonies. Man, do the French sports fans adore him. If you haven't seen the closing ceremonies, they're replaying on NBC. But some of the events that took place this weekend, I'm excited to talk about. Men's and women's basketball. Golden again. And how incredibly fitting that it's Chef Curry who comes through in both of the last 2 games. Where the United States was pushed a little bit. We saw against Serbia having to rally from double figures down in that one. And even against France, trailing by double figures early in the second half. Now they chipped away and chipped away to the point where it was back and forth, late third, early fourth quarter. But the last 2 games, when the United States had its feet to the fire, it was Steph Curry who provided the pop. How many times have we seen Steph do that? Rise to the occasion. One of his major chromosomes is clutch. So it was a lot of fun to watch him. So happy for him because he was over the moon happy. And then the women's game, also pushed to the limit by France. So both USA men and women battling against France. Very talented teams, a lot of athleticism, a lot of awesome ability. The 2 games, very different, though. The men's game was fast-paced. There was a lot of individual highlight reel moments, but great team defense. As for the women, it was more of a battle and a war of attrition. And the United States did not play great. So give France credit for that. The women's game was tied at 25 at the half. 25. And so it wasn't a great offensive performance. The Americans had 11 turnovers in the first 14 minutes. So again, credit France for the defense it played. Maybe some nerves there. Maybe. But it was at least a battle because they were tied. It was more of a rock fight for the women. And thrill of victory, agony of defeat at the very end. So if those are the components that you need for dramatic finishes, if those are the components that you need for entertainment, which I think we're pretty used to, right, in the playoffs, sometimes it doesn't necessarily matter how high the scoring, even how much the offenses are in rhythm, if we're getting a more defensive dominant side of the ball, if it's close, if it's a rock fight. That, I think, is worthy of the Olympic stage. So again, on Twix, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well. Coming up, we'll start with the women since they were on Sunday. Unfortunately, as has been the case, there's not a lot of post-game sound. Couple of interviews on NBC and still looking for more because we don't have much from the women. I know they did press conferences, but it's sometimes hard to find them. I've been searching on YouTube, searching on social media as well. If you happen to see them, please send us a link, because we're definitely interested in finding some other kind of press conference post-game sound. You know what? Manny's actually with us tonight and tomorrow night. I know I saw Steph Curry do a post-game press conference, but for the life of me, can't find it online anywhere. So, some of the audio is, unfortunately, comes from just right after the game, and you've got screaming, yelling behind Asia Wilson, but at least we can talk about the games themselves.
We got four.
Steph was Steph. Steph was Chef. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Can't wait to share a little bit about mine. It was fun. It was always, it always is. It was always sweet to be back in New Hampshire, where I grew up, and I actually had a chance to take my hubs on a tour of the area where I went to school and where I grew up. So that was fun. And we took a family member who is turning 80 this week out to lunch. And it was really neat to see her. She got to meet him for the first time since this family member did not travel for a wedding. So it was kind of a good weekend just to get away, road tripping. We were road tripping. I hope that you enjoy. There were a lot of people road tripping, so I'm sure some of you were doing the same. Whew, the traffic. Summer, summer, summertime. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Trying to get it to Wilson. She does. Wilson drives, stops, pops, hits. Legs crossed on the bench. Doesn't look at all phased. Neither does Wilson, who's always ready for the moment. Wilson sticks the J. 11.5 remaining. 4-point U.S. lead. Williams looking to push. Williams stepping to the three. She hits. 4.9 remaining. No timeouts. Stort finds Copper. And she's fouled immediately with 3.8 on the clock. Kalia Copper has been Kalia Gold today. No timeouts here. Johannes up ahead. It's Williams. That was a two. Banked it in. A two ball. And the United States is going to claim gold for the eighth consecutive Olympics.
Eight consecutive gold medals for USA women's basketball and 61 consecutive wins on the Olympic stage. You want to talk about dominance? It's like John Wooden and UCLA days. And it was really cool to see Kobe Bryant's family courtside there. And Sabrina Ionescu, as soon as the final buzzer had sounded and Team USA had secured that gold without going into overtime, which was hanging in the balance there for a nanosecond. But after the gold medal match was finished, Sabrina ran courtside to hug Vanessa and her daughters. A close relationship with the family was developed when Sabrina was at Oregon and Kobe Bryant was supporting her and her team. And then, if you remember, Sabrina spoke at Kobe's public memorial service. The call's there on NBC. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. This was a low-scoring affair early. 11 turnovers in the first quarter and a half for the women's basketball team. And you got to give France credit for the way that they played defense, but also wonder how much of that was maybe some nerves, understanding that there was only one game left between them and extending this stretch of dominance. We're talking about a game that went down to the wire, one in which France had the lead and it was a tussle back and forth. In fact, middle of the third period, the French were ahead by 10 in this game. And that's in large part due to sloppy ball handling, turnovers, but also Team USA could not shoot the three. Had a couple of triples go down, both for Kelsey Plum in what was a run for them, middle of the game maybe, second quarter, third quarter. She came off the bench. She did have some big free throws down the stretch. But her two threes were the only ones for Team USA. So they didn't shoot well from beyond the arc and turn the ball over a bunch. And as I say, it was physical. It was definitely a rock fight. And for that reason, it required toughness. A lot of opportunity inside for Brittany Griner, who fittingly was in tears during the gold medal ceremony and also talked about what it meant after her imprisonment in Russia. So she didn't play a ton of minutes in this game, but the opportunities inside for her were key. The United States able to use that, but in lieu of even having the size out there, Sabrina Ionescu able to find her teammates cutting to the hoop and kind of running the motion and keeping the defense off balance and getting aggressive to the hoop. And then Asia Wilson dominating on the inside, 33 minutes for her. She ends up with another double-double, leading scorer, in fact, the only scorer in the starting lineup that was in double figures, 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 block shots. She was awesome. She was awesome this entire tournament in earning her second gold medal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So it's a 1-point lead for the Americans with 5 seconds to go. Kalia Copper hits a pair of free throws, which puts them up by 3. And France just has a couple of seconds to get the ball down court and try to launch a shot from beyond the arc to tie it and send this into overtime. Well, Gabby Williams, she hit a buzzer beater all right, but her foot was clearly on the line. And once she realized it, as the ball rattled home, once she realized it, she was devastated. Is that Gabby Williams, who, by the way, played for UConn. And had kind of spearheaded some of their more aggressive moments. She also spent a few years in the WNBA. And so these other women, the Americans, know her well. And yeah, she hit a ball, or she hit a shot, and the ball rattled home, but her foot was on the line. And we're talking about a couple of inches separating France and the United States, and potentially could have put this one into overtime. And there was a bit of delayed gratification because of that, right? Delayed gratification because everybody wanted to be sure. The officials did have a bit of a conference and had to confirm. And for that reason, the Americans kind of stopped. Even Sabrina was on the bench and put her arms out like, everybody wait, everybody stop, because the ball did go home. But it was a 2, and even if it was delayed gratification, it was a sweet celebration. So congratulations to Team USA, and certainly congratulations to the French, both the men and the women. Asia Wilson ties Lisa Leslie for most 20-point games in a single Olympics by an American. And actually, I see that sound, Manny. Maybe at some point we can grab that. So Asia, in the wake of the game, was wearing sunglasses fashioned to look like Olympic rings. I see Cheryl Reeve as well. All right, so we'll be able to get some post-game reaction. But congratulations to both women's teams. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't always aesthetically pleasing. But you know what's pretty? That shiny gold medal. So I'd love to hear from you. Can you narrow it down to a handful of favorite moments? Can you narrow it down to 3? I don't know that I can. I could give you 3 a segment from now until the show is done. Online, A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page too. A couple of photos up. We're going to talk preseason football as well. So at the top of the hour, we'll get to some of what is being filtered through the first full weekend of preseason in the NFL. I would say that there was equal coverage, equal parts excitement here at home for both NFL preseason as well as the Olympics and what was wrapping up in France. Glad we can talk about both of them. Glad to connect with you on a Sunday night, ushering in a brand new work week. My mom will be in New Jersey come Wednesday. I was going to say in the New York City area, but I don't want you to think she's coming into work because she's not. She did that a couple times and she enjoyed it. But instead, I'm taking a couple of nights off to hang out with her. So that'll be sweet. Haven't had her in town, haven't had her at my house in 3 years. So first time in 3 years that mom is visiting me here because I've made so many trips to Texas since. This was a, oh gosh, I'm looking up at NBC and Tom Cruise is arriving on the scene. This was a busy 2 weeks, but it's not going to settle down much at all. It's going to stay cray. Ooh, I like that phrase, stay cray. Or what I typically say to you is that sports never stop. And this summer has been par for the course. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Peter Schwartz.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Dr. Curry dancing on Batum over the double team. Get it in for Anthony Davis. And for the fifth consecutive Olympics, the United States of America is golden. They defeat France in back-to-back gold medal games, 98-87, the final in Paris.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
The music of Snoop Dogg has been featured for the last 2 weeks from the Olympics for Americans on NBC. And it's family of networks. And so we have to finish with it fittingly as we wrap up the Olympics. And I'm actually just seeing this. I had not seen this before. Didn't realize it was out there. But I have NBC on in my studio. And Kobe Bryant is featured in a way that makes me think that the LA Olympics will in some way either honor him or include him. He loved playing for Team USA. I told you his wife and his daughters were in Paris to cheer for the women's team and Sabrina Ionescu. And I just saw an extensive interview taped, and I couldn't hear what she was saying, but an extensive interview with Vanessa talking about Kobe and talking about the Olympics. And because they will be in LA, yeah, that makes me think potentially either the family will be involved in some big way. Of course, there will be games at the arena where now I think two of the three Kobe statues have already been erected. I'll have to see if I can follow up and potentially later in this week, we can hear some of that conversation with Vanessa, that interview with Vanessa. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Perfect then that this weekend, both the men's and women's basketball teams captured gold yet again. 8 in a row for the women and now 5 in a row for the men. And how cool for Noah Eagle and maybe his brand new partner, as in moving forward. Maybe, just maybe, they've stumbled onto something. Dwayne Wade had a lot of fun. They seemed to develop a great rapport in calling games for the last couple weeks on NBC. And they were among the announcers who were actually in Paris. A lot of the announcers, believe it or not, were doing their coverage and were describing the action from Connecticut. So not in Paris. It's kind of a weird dichotomy. I'm not sure I can narrow down my favorite Olympics moments to a top three or five, though I am trying. And even if I don't have the order, so in no particular order would be how I'd qualify, I am positive that Steph Curry and the way that he played in both the semifinals and the final gold medal match are definitely in my top five. What? Probably even in my top three. He had another brilliant vintage performance in the gold medal game against France. By the way, Wemby, awesome. I cannot wait to see Wemby continue to develop in the NBA and obviously for the Spurs to get better, because if he is going to be featured and if he is going to reach his full potential, the team around him has to be better too. But he was versatile, hitting threes, driving to the hoop. He's got great energy, good athleticism for a dude his size. But I like what I saw from him. He was competitive. He was athletic. He was up and down the court. Granted, he's 20, so he has energy for days. But still, it was a lot of fun to see. You, of course, remember Nicholas Batum, his time in the NBA. And there are, I think, four NBAers on Team France. And so, believe it or not, even as the United States pulled away and was up by double figures early in the second half, France wasn't done. You, generally, when the United States gets a lead like that, they're gone. They're gone. They're off to the races, but not in this case. So the French continued to chip away late in the third, early in the fourth quarter. And it was Wemby who sparked a fourth quarter rally. You know, I tell you, offensive rebounds are sexy. He had an offensive rebound for a putback that pulled the French within three with just 3 minutes to go. And that is when Steph Curry took over. Final 3 minutes for Steph. Step backs, buzzer beaters, handle to get around the defense. His final triple of that fourth quarter barrage, it was with two defenders hanging, trying to drape over him, heaves it off his left foot as he's falling away. But you know what came after? The night-night. Night-night. You heard that with Dwayne Wade. It was pretty sweet. So yeah, he heats up exactly when Team USA needs him to come through.
It's just get to your spot and just be under control. I think you've taken those type of shots countless times in the gym, and you have a rhythm. It's just being decisive. We had turnovers because we weren't decisive in what we were trying to do. But I knew if I got to my spot and I could knock, you know, get a good release on it, I'd be able to knock it down. You live with the results. There's a lot of faith in it. You just let it go and you live with the results. And thankfully, the work took over.
Steph Curry talking to Mike Tirico on NBC following the win. Breaking down his last two games, he had 24 points in the gold medal match. Eight triples, four of them in that fourth quarter. And five assists as well. In his last two games, so these are the semis and the final combined, 60 points, 17 of 26 from beyond the arc. Compare those 60 points with his 29 total in the first four games. Remember, we were talking about how he wasn't as impactful And while he would still end up with a gold medal should they win, we hadn't seen those Curry moments. We hadn't seen him step up and take over the way that we have seen him countless times in a Warriors uniform. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 60 points in the last two games, and he was the first to receive his gold medal up there on the podium.
That was an unbelievable moment. I've been blessed to play basketball at a high level for a very long time. I don't know. This ranks very, very high in terms of the excitement and the sense of relief getting to the finish line.
It's right up there with all of the greatest games of his career. You know, the shot making was just incredible. But under the circumstances, you know, on the road in Paris against France for a gold medal, this is storybook stuff, but that's what Steph does. He likes to be in storybooks.
That is so true. A few other quotes that I heard from Steph in that conversation with Mike Tirico, and we can get more of it a little bit later on. But I loved hearing him say the rhythm, the avalanche came. Like in the fourth quarter, that's what it felt like to him. Finally, the rhythm, the avalanche came. For me to get a gold medal is insane. This is Steph Curry. First Olympics, maybe only Olympics. He's indicated that. And he was terrific. By the way, Joel Embiid still getting booed. In fact, when the Americans, who linked arms, by the way, when the Americans stepped up onto the gold medal podium and they were going down the line and Joel receives his gold medal, not only does the entire arena erupt in boos still, but all the American players are encouraging them, waving their hands up in the air. Yeah, 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 let's hear it. It was really funny. Steph and LeBron getting the largest and loudest roars, as you can imagine. And Steph leading chants of USA, USA, USA. Immediately stepping off the podium and posing for the photos, all with the personality photos. So yeah, fifth straight gold for the men, 8 of 9 Olympic Games in which they've captured gold. Congratulations, Team USA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.